Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Great Awakening Christian Radio. This is your girl, Prophetess Sharita Furlow, and we are here today. Amen. Glory to God. We have a special guest today. Amen. But our topic today, for all you listeners, our topic is how to survive in ministry. As you guys know, this is a Christian radio station. Amen. And a lot of listeners all over the world, amen, listening even from Africa. Amen. And they want to know how to survive. How do you survive in ministry? Glory to God. So that's what we're talking about today. Amen. We have a special guest. Amen. I'm not going to introduce her just yet, but we're just going to dive in a little bit on this topic. Amen. If our special guest call in, amen, we'll go ahead and interview her. Amen. Glory to God. Again, I'm Prophetess Sharita Furlow. Thank you guys so much for tuning in daily, 24 hours a day, Great Awakening Christian Radio. You can catch us all over social media. We have great interviews. We have songs. If you're a gospel quartet fan, this is the station to listen to simply because it's an internet radio station. We are all over the world, and people are tuned in daily. So, again, today, how to survive in ministry, y'all. How to survive. People want to know how to survive because, you know, there's so many people out there, glory to God, that are giving up on their calling and giving up on their ministry and throwing in the towel. Amen. But I'm a firm believer that if we, when we try to throw in the towel, God will throw it back to us and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? Amen. Glory to God. One thing I love about being called by God, even when our flesh want to give up, there's a passion on the inside of us. Glory to God. There's a passion that keeps kicking. Even it's like a battery, a AAA battery, or like there's a commercial keeps going and going and going. The spirit man keeps going and going and going, even when the flesh wants to give up. There's a scripture that I've been encouraging. It's so encouraging. It's been encouraging me. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's say that again. Preach the word. Be prepared or be ready in season and out of season. A lot of people look at that as saying, oh, you know, you come preach at this conference. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you have a word. I believe it's deeper than that. Glory to God. I believe it's deeper than that. Be prepared means to deal with any thing that come your way while you're trying to deliver the word. Anything, have you ever had had to go preach somewhere or had an assignment and like everything just get in the way? Amen, glory to God. But he say we have to be aware of the enemy's devices. Be prepared for the worst. Amen. Because the enemy can show up at any time and use any and everybody. He can use any and everybody. So we have to be prepared. We have to be conscious of our surroundings. Glory to God. Because the enemy don't want us to get the word of God out. The enemy don't want us to get the word of God across. Glory to God. Amen. Because he knows that if we deliver this thing for real, that souls and lives will be changed by the power of God. Amen. If he can discourage us in our down season, if he can discourage us when we're out of season, glory to God. The enemy won. And people say, oh, Jesus, he won. The devil can still win if you allow him to. But he has given us power over the enemy. So we have to be instant about the things of God. We have to be instant concerning the things of God. He says, preach the word, be prepared in season, glory to God, and out of season. And then notice it says, correct, rebuke, and encourage. So why are we doing, I'm getting too excited, because it says, correct, rebuke, it's an order. We need to go with the order of God. Correct came first, rebuke came second, and encourage. So we encouraging everybody without rebuke. We encouraging everybody without correct. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. Glory to God. Because there's going to be some times where we correct people. Amen. That we're going to have to be prepared that season where God has us to correct and rebuke. We're going to have to be prepared. That's why he told Jeremiah, be afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of their faces. Because he know, amen, as prophets of God, amen, we got to correct, rebuke, and encourage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, with great patience and careful instructions. We have to have patience when we're correcting and when we're rebuking. And because a lot of things, we'll say things, we got to be careful that we're not saying things out of emotion, but we're speaking from the spirit and the heart of God. Because a lot of us, amen, we've been abandoned, we've been rejected, and that'll come across in our message. So we have to be careful. We have to be wise in winning souls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the word of God here says, preach the word. Be prepared in season when they're supporting you. Amen. And remember, today's topic is how to survive in ministry. When they're supporting you and when they're not supporting you. When they're giving. And when they're not, when they're giving and when they're not, there's been some seasons in my life where I know God told me to do a thing. And people still wouldn't support it because my name wasn't written in lights. But I obeyed God. I might not have been supported on earth, but I know I was supported in heaven. I know that the angels was backing me and they was writing it down and it's going to be brought up again. Glory to God. Amen. Because I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Glory to God. Preach the word. Be prepared. Amen. That spiritually and naturally. Do things in decency and in order. He said, be prepared. That spiritually also. Where you have to put on the whole armor of God. And many are going preaching everywhere, but they don't have the whole armor of God. And then guess what? They leave that assignment. Now they're up under attack. They We have to have people genuinely praying for the leaders, especially those of us that are out on the road and traveling evangelists. Me, I have a TV ministry, glory to God, and I know that that TV show makes the devil in hell mad. It's called Great Awakening Broadcast on WHNO TV 20. It airs in Mississippi and Louisiana. And that I know that TV show makes the devil mad. I know it. Glory to God. Because the word of God comes to correct, rebuke, and encourage. And a lot of people want to be encouraged, but they don't want to be corrected. They want to be encouraged, but they don't want to be rebuked. But I come to tell you that the word of God has given us unction and the right to correct that which is out of order, to rebuke that which is out of order, glory to God, to bring back alignment with the straight and narrow path, glory to God, because we need to encourage people. Of course, we need to correct and rebuke, but there's a time and a season for all things, glory to God. Many people are correcting, but they don't have the backing of the Holy Spirit to correct. Many people are rebuking, but they don't have the backing of the Holy Spirit to rebuke. Hallelujah. We just can't go around rebuking and correcting everything and everybody, amen, without heaven backing us up. Glory to God. Because it will be a backlash, and the enemy will retaliate is the word I'm looking for. Retaliate against the plans. Amen. But he said, 2 Timothy, I'm reminded, 4:2, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Amen. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. Amen. This has been a moment here at Great Awakening Christian Radio. I'm telling you, I pray that we have inspired you today. Glory to God. Amen. But we got to get out of here. We got more music coming up next. Glory to God. Great Awakening Christian Radio. The hottest Christian internet radio out there. Y'all got to connect. Go to greatgabradio.org. Go to gabradio.org. Amen. Put in your prayer request. If you would like to get on this station, we are looking for powerful preachers. Amen. To air their preaching sermons on this airway. Hallelujah. We got a guy now, he's preaching way from Africa. We're honored to have him on here. Amen. There's a couple other people that are on here preaching. Amen. And I'm telling you, lives are being changed. Connect with me. I pray that this broadcast has been an inspiration to you. Remember, don't give up on your ministry. Don't give up on God, because he hasn't given up on you. God bless you. Amen. And we'll talk to you later.